And welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and I am joined here today by Maria, Kelly, Emily, Brooke, and Naftej. And we are talking about setting intentions for 2021, and we're about to jump into an awesome word of the year exercise that is going to help us choose one intention that's going to move our life forward this year. So I hope that you will join us for this exercise, and if you would like to, just grab a pen and a piece of paper, and I'm going to go over a list of words, and I'd love for you to just write them down. If any words stick out to you, just go ahead and write them down, or you can choose your own list, and then we'll start to narrow down from here. Okay, so I'm going to read just an excerpt here from the Word of the Year Idea Generator. Some people know right away which word resonates with them. For others, a little more thought is required. So Brooke is one of those people. She mentioned earlier in segment one that she already has a word. Others need a little bit more time. I'm one of those people for sure. So here is your very own idea generator list of possible words you could choose. As you read through them, see if one stands out for you. It's tempting to choose four or five, believing that you can do it all, or that you've got so much work to do that you can't narrow it down to one helpful word. I recommend that if you can't choose just one, narrow it down to no more than three. One is ideal because it gives you focus. If you master that one word, you can always choose another one later in the year. So I'm going to go and read these words here. I'm going to start with compassion, and these are in no particular order. Compassion, delight, generosity, effortlessness, wealth, gratitude, abundance, creativity, willingness, change, growth, freedom, mastery, kindness, health, presence, acceptance, courage, confidence, self-love, action, forgiveness, forgive, release, trust, knowing, patience, friendship, fun, grace, laughter, love, expansion, exploration, adventure, openness, discipline, awe, awareness, risk, gentleness, choice, spirit, prayerfulness, power, allow, artfulness, attention, beauty, joy, focus, ritual, heal, order, clarity, pioneer, peace, laziness, no, yes, deliberateness, commitment, savor, integrity, and listen. Okay. Anyone hear a word that you feel just resonated with you right away from that list?
I don't know that the word necessarily resonated with me, but a couple of them that caught my eye were yes and no.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes we get in the habit of always saying yes or always saying no. And it just caught my eye that, you know, sometimes we do have to be intentional to not always say no because we're afraid, or not always say yes because we want to make everybody happy. So it was just interesting to hear those as being like something to work towards or to work on in my life. I've never really thought about it. I don't necessarily think that I have that problem. But I do find it interesting that something as simple as a yes or a no is something that as a society we need to address.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kelly. And for a lot of people, setting boundaries, that could be a word. But boundaries, yes and no, are an area that needs improvement. So yeah, great observation.
This is Maria. So the words that kind of resonated with me was the word expansion and willingness. And I thought both of those were pretty interesting. And I think that those are something that I can really work with just, you know, who I am and expanding on things. And so I would love to explore those two words a little bit more further and see if that's something that, you know, that maybe I can do. And then another word that caught my attention was laziness. And I don't know why. So I guess my question is, laziness, are we talking about being lazy? Let's, you know, how can I be lazy? How can I relax or, you know, slow down because the world is going too fast? Or are we talking about not being lazy?
Okay, so it's referring to being lazy. So there is a model in DBT which talks about states of mind. And on one side, you have doing, which is just all about being goal oriented and crossing things off the list. And then on the other side, there is being, which is just being in the moment. It's, you know, just allowing yourself to be. And so it's referring more to that, is the letting go of all the do and having to constantly be busy. I know some people who have a hard time relaxing, and that might be a more appropriate word than laziness, because lazy has such a negative connotation. So maybe like relax.
Okay.
It's okay to just chill kind of thing.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Okay. Good question. Thank you. So if you have more than one word, what you can do is choose your top three, and you can just write them down on your piece of paper, your top three words that you're considering. So for Maria, they might be expansion, willingness, and laziness or relaxation, chill.
Yeah, I like that one, chill.
Okay, and then from there, answer this question for each word. Why do you think this is a great word for you this year? Okay, so you can answer it in your mind. You can write it out. I like to take the time to write it out. I know we don't have a ton of time to do this because we're doing it on the air, but you can just write that question down even if you can't answer it right now for those who are listening. Why do you think this is a great word for you this year?
Hi, this is Kelly. And I was thinking about your question and I was going to answer it, but then I realized that I hadn't shared what words I was thinking about. And I am one of those people who am having a hard time coming up with a word. And I originally started with intentional. I wanted to be intentional this year, but I found that my intentionality or my lack thereof in my life is linked directly to my lack of faith, which is linked directly to indecisiveness. So then it brought me to like faith, like I want to be faithful, intentional, and decisive. So why do I think this is a great word for me this year? It's because for me personally, when it comes to a decision, a lot of times I won't make one and then let life make it for me. And I'm tired of being in that place and kind of stressing out about an event. You know, like the kids are supposed to go back to school next week, and I still haven't answered their survey saying if I'm going to let my son go back. Like the teacher's like, so what have you decided? And I'm like, I don't know. And normal me would be like, just wait till the day comes. And if he's awake, I'll take him. And if he's not, then he's going to stay home. But I don't want to do that. Like, I want to sit down and make like an intentional decision on whether or not I'm going to let him go back to school. So that's why I think that it's a great word for me, is because I want to use it so that I'm not worried about something and then worried up into a point where there's nothing I can do about it anymore because I've not done anything and life has forced the decision one way or the other.
Nice. Thank you, Kelly. And that's what these exercises, the questions that we're going to answer in the next few minutes are going to help you do, is narrow it down. You find that as you go through, it's like, even if you've got three or four, like there's that one that just shines a little bit brighter or seems to rise to the top, or you get to the third question and you don't even want to answer the question about the first two anymore, you know? So I'm glad you have those top three, and I'm excited to hear which one you end up with.
Me too.
Anyone else on why you think any one of your words would be great for this year?
This is Maria. And so the word that I'm going to stick with is expansion.
Expansion.
Expansion. Because the reason why is that, you know, that saying, jack of all trades and a master of none.
Yes.
So that's kind of like me, I guess. Not necessarily not a master of something, but there's so much quality about me. But I think that I feel that it needs to be expanded. And so in order for me to do that, I mean, I need to venture out and get out of my comfort zone and just do it.
Okay.
So that is my word.
You go, girl.
It's tattooed on me. No.
If you get it in like Chinese characters,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that brings me to my next question. If you embodied this word daily, what would be different for you in an average day?
This is Emily, and the word I picked for this year is mastery. As a language learner, it takes years and years, especially to master an indigenous language. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours to get that mastery, that proficiency level. But since my little one is 2.5 almost, and he'll be 3, it's a perfect time to do the language learning. So what that would look like would be on a daily basis, my walls. I've already started it this year, but I need to continue with be covered in sentences in our language.
Okay.
You know, so then I don't have to think about it. I can just glance and say, oh, you know, get on the bed, you know, in Haida. So I think this is the year. I've been doing it since I'm 20 and I'm 36. Mastery might be this year.
Yay. Okay.
This is Brooke, and in response to your second question about if I could embody this word daily this year, what would it look like? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. So my word, I guess, can I share my word?
Of course.
Okay. So my word that I came up with a week ago when I was challenged to think of one is space.
Ooh.
And when I looked at the list before we met, expansion was the word that totally resonated with me. So, Maria, I'm not copying you, I promise. but yeah, there's like that. So space and expansion seem to go together pretty well. And I'm thinking of space in numerous ways. And one of them is a very tangible way because of COVID. We're all home a lot more, and I'm just looking around my house going, I have too much stuff. I need more room, you know? And also, I'm home with my kid all the time, and I need, like, space, like, my own personal space as well. And then, you know, the word just keeps kind of, like, turning around in my head, and I keep thinking of other ways or other sort of applications come to me. I started meditating, and so making room in my head, you know, just like clearing my head and making space in my head to just help to calm myself down, which I really need more than ever this year, and actually last year as well. And being able to just get through life, I think I need space. I need all kinds of space. So, and expansion is so cool because I like what you said, Maria, about growing, you know, pushing ourselves, you know, expanding that way as well, I think is really cool. And this has been a good opportunity this last year and even this year to keep reflecting on what ways I want to keep expanding and growing. And where do I want to go? As I'm doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's so good, Brooke, because, you know, with COVID, I'm working at home too. And my son is also at home. He's 13. And my daughter is at home 3 days a week. And she's three. And I feel like since COVID started, we're like, there's just not enough space. There's not enough space. And it makes you very conscious of the space that you have. And even when the space is messy, and it's like, you guys have to clean this up. Like, this is where I work. Like, even to have a good headspace and like everything being in its place so that you can be in this space longer than maybe I ever have in my entire life. You know, usually you go to work 40 hours a week. And then you're at home, but now you're just at home and then more at home and then more at home. So it's like, not only do you feel like you want more space, but it's like, I want to have a space that I enjoy being in and have a space for everything, a space where I work, a space where I sleep, a space where we eat. Like, so I just think that that's an incredible word.
I keep looking at the hole in my wall that my son kicked, like, and he was like, 7, and I'm like, I really got to get that fixed now.
Right. Or it's like the pictures that you never bothered to hang that you're like, you know, those would make for a little warmer of a feeling in this home that we're in all day long. Yeah. So I really like that.
Thanks.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Christina Michelle, and we are here on a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. And we are here today discussing how to set an intention for 2021. And we're doing a word exercise, choosing our word of the year. So the voices that you hear are Emily, Brooke, Naftish, Kelly, and Maria. What I'm going to ask next is, list 10 things you could create or attract this year if you lived this word daily.
So, Christina, what do you mean by the 10 things to attract using our word? Could you give us an example?
Sure. Let's say that your word is relax. You might already have in your mind what that looks like and what you would like to do and what you would do if you were relaxing. But what you could possibly attract is maybe more free time. You might attract like vacation getaways, like maybe you would win a vacation, but you attracted it with your intention of relaxing more. The thing, it's kind of like I was saying in the beginning of the show, when I first chose the word better, I just set the intention for things to be better, but I didn't expect to get upgrades in my travel, when I traveled, like that's better. I didn't expect for certain relationships to get better, that I was okay with them being how they were. But, you know, I got closer to certain family members. Like, I just attracted better in all areas of my life without setting a specific goal. And if that doesn't resonate with you, then focus more on create. Like, what could you create? Because for some people, the idea of attracting, like for me, like I like the idea of it just magically appeared. But if that doesn't fit, like, and create is easier to work with, then just go with that. What's 10 things that you could create if you live this word daily?
As I was going through the list and trying to find things that I would attract or create if I live the word daily, I originally had 3 words, decisive, intentional, and faith, but I think that the decisive one is more of what I am trying to accomplish. And some of the words that I came up with for if I lived this daily would be peace, because I wouldn't constantly be worrying over decisions and what I'm going to do about this or what I'm going to do about that. And then I could be more productive, because if you make a plan and you're decisive about it, then you can work towards it. A lot of times I can't start working towards a plan because I haven't made a decision about what the plan is going to start with. I also thought about promotion, because whenever you are a person who's good at making decisions, naturally people want to promote you. They want you to be in charge of things because they can trust you to make a decision when you need to and quickly if need be. And I thought about wisdom, because as you make decisions, you're going to sometimes make mistakes and you can learn from those, and it's a learning experience. So wisdom naturally comes from making decisions, if you're doing it right, I think, and opportunities, because when you make a decision to do something, then you walk into the opportunity of the decision that you made, as opposed to not making a decision. And sometimes you miss out on an opportunity that you could have had if you would have decided something differently. So those are just some of the ones that came fairly quickly to me for being decisive.
Love it. Thank you, Kelly. So on that note, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I have a couple more questions that you can answer that will help you to narrow down your, narrow down to your one word intention this year. So we will be right back.